I have given CLE talks on a number of occasions, and in doing so, I have found that it can be fun and entertaining. I'm priming you here. I'm priming you.
To occasionally have a look at what some lawyers have done in writing and that got them in trouble. And that's what this PowerPoint presentation is about, and that's what the materials at tab 8 are about. So the materials at tab 8 have the scenario that I'm presenting, and they have the four options, but they don't tell you which one is correct. I get to withhold that secret until I click it on the slide. So this is what we have. We have a little story of a lawyer who did something and got into trouble for it, and we get to guess what the penalty or consequence for that action was. So here we go. A lawyer went back to law school to get an LLM. Don't you feel sorry for the lawyer already? You're going back. You're probably still practicing on the side while you're trying to get your LLM. But he plagiarized two published articles in his LLM thesis, and he got referred to the state bar. So what did the state bar do? Order him to pay a fine? No. Order him to take a college course on plagiarism? Well, that might have been desirable. Ordered him to move to New York? No. In fact, he was publicly censured by the state bar for that plagiarism in his LLM thesis. And I don't believe this is the last LLM plagiarism story we're going to hear today. A judge said the lawyer's case analysis included in a trial brief submitted in support of a motion for summary judgment was extremely sloppy, intentionally misleading, and dead wrong. Well, that's not good.